We're in football. Those who have lost today, they could win tomorrow. The same as in football. And I'm also the president of those who did not vote for me.
Well, just 2 days before the vote, 14 FIFA officials were indicted by America on corruption charges. The arrests were then used as a launch, a last-ditch assault against Blatter's presidency. Some top politicians and football officials called for him to quit. Nevertheless, on Friday, Blatter enjoyed the support of the majority of FIFA members and won an unprecedented fifth term in charge. Well, Blatter says he's shocked at the way football's ruling body has been targeted. He insists the arrests of FIFA officials and calls for his resignation are of no coincidence, as Harry Fear reports.
One of his main points, actually bizarrely and very interestingly, is to question the fishy timing of that US whole saga where we saw those high-profile scandalous arrests and raids on the officers here by Swiss police of FIFA. Now, he said the timing just doesn't smell right, and the context, of course, was this was just 48 hours before the vote on his re-election.
Curiously enough, American journalists arrived in advance to witness the arrests at the Zurich Hotel.
Another big point he's been making today is that he really says the US and the UK are bitter. They're sore, poor losers. They didn't win the 2018 and 2022 World Cup nation hosting bids. They're sore losers. Of course, 2018 went to Russia, 2022 went to Qatar. Now, on the European side, he said that UEFA's hatred of him, as he calls it, is not just with the leader of the organisation, but is incumbent throughout the entire organisation is systemic. The organisation UEFA, he says, has never really accepted him as president since he was first elected back in 1998